We have seen a number of examples where
we'll talk.
If something is not the actual forbidden activity for Shabbos, we find that many times things that would typically be forbidden on Shabbos or Yontif, because of some kind of a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, some kind of rabbinic decree, we have seen that there are a number of examples of that that are not forbidden on Chol HaMoed. Although the rule is that we say whatever is forbidden on Shabbos or Yontif, we need a reason to forbid it on Chol HaMoed. There are a number of examples we cited where if something is only a rabbinic decree, that did not apply on Chol HaMoed. That was not forbidden on Chol HaMoed whatsoever. So there is a rabbinic decree on Shabbos called Mekach HaMemkar, in the sense that you cannot do a business transaction on Shabbos. Even if on Shabbos there would be no writing involved in the business transaction, let's keep it even simpler. There's no money being passed. Money's not a problem, the right minotaur anyway. It's muktzah. But to go ahead and to affect a transaction on Shabbos is something we're not permitted to do. The reason why we're not permitted to do it on Shabbos is because we're afraid that once you make the transaction, you may come to write it down. It's a gezeirah shema yichtayv. The problem is, if you can do a transaction on Shabbos, you may come to write it down. You may come to record it. Now, such a prohibition would not be, for that reason, that would not be a reason enough to go ahead and say that on Chol HaMoed, you can't do it. You can't do a business transaction. For that same reason, you can't do it on Shabbos. That would not apply to Chol HaMoed, because this is the type of a rabbinic decree that we don't pass on, that we don't carry over to Chol HaMoed, just because it's something that we wouldn't do on Shabbos or Yontif. However, there is a specific decree that the sages, that our sages made regarding Chol HaMoed, that we cannot do a business transaction on Chol HaMoed. And that's Mishum Tercha. That means that there are certain types of actions that our sages don't want us to do on Chol HaMoed, because they didn't want us using our time on Chol HaMoed for these kinds of things, because our sages say Chol HaMoed is really a time for studying Torah. And therefore, there are certain types of things they didn't want us getting busy with. And one of those things were business transactions. And therefore, on Chol HaMoed, one cannot affect a business transaction because of Chol HaMoed. Nothing to do with whether it be permitted on Shabbos or Yontif. The idea is the sages said Chol HaMoed is not a time to be using for business transactions, and therefore business transactions are forbidden to do on Chol HaMoed. Now, if you need to do that business transaction for Chol HaMoed, because for a need for Chol HaMoed, or for a need for the second days of Yontif, then you're permitted to do. So therefore, if we talk about buying clothes during Chol HaMoed, to go to a store and just to buy clothing because, you know, I have time now to go buy clothing, but I don't need that clothing for Chol HaMoed or for the second days of Yontif, I may not do that on Chol HaMoed. To go ahead and say, you know, to try to make a little shtick and say, you know, you really don't need it on Chol HaMoed, but I'll buy a Chol HaMoed and make sure to wear it on Yontif, or make sure to wear it on Chol HaMoed. You know, if you seriously need it, then you buy it. If you don't need it, you shouldn't be buying it. Okay, we'll talk about that at a separate time. I'm going to keep it simple right now. Okay, we're going to keep it just some basic examples, but we will talk about that. Okay, so if we talk about not doing a business transaction, so what about giving a gift? You know, that's a transaction. You know, I give you something, I transfer it from me to you. Would that be a problem? So the thing is like this. If the reason why you're giving a gift is, for instance, you're being hosted by someone, you're eating dinner by someone, you're staying by someone, right? And it's common courtesy that when you go to someone that you give them a gift. That's called a tzarech moed. That's called a need for Chol HaMoed. Because you're staying there for Yontif, you're staying there for or you're eating a meal by the person, and therefore it's standard to, you know, to be courteous and give a gift. That's not the kind of transaction that would be a problem on Chol HaMoed. That's considered a Chol HaMoed need. If you want to go ahead and buy books, you want to buy a book for Chol HaMoed, a sefer, a book, you want to read it for Chol HaMoed, you want to read it for Yontif, there's a need for Chol HaMoed and Yontif to buy these books, these sfarim or these books, you're permitted to do so. If you don't need them, you can't. You can't just walk in. You can't just do it. Now, let's say you're going into a store and you're buying something that you need for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif. Can you say, well, once I'm already buying for Yontif, I can buy extra that's not for Yontif because I'm already here. No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't say, well, once I'm already here to buy what I need, I'll buy something that I don't need. That's not going to work. So, for instance, here's an interesting example that I heard. You know, so let's say on Yontif, you need to purchase gas from the gas station because you need gas. Okay? Now, clearly, you don't have to sit there and try to figure out exactly how many gallons do I need. You definitely can go ahead and fill up in a way that you make sure you don't run out of gas. But an amount that you know, right, that you really don't need, what's the heter to buy more? You know, you're filling up, right? You can stop whenever you want. Nothing's forcing you to go ahead and keep going further. So again, you don't have to sit there and measure, right, and figure out, oh, exactly how much do I need. You fill up, you use some common sense, and you fill up in a way to make sure that you're not going to run out of gas, okay? But to go ahead and say, you know, once I'm already here, let me fill up the tank so I'll save myself a trouble of having to come back, that you can't do. Now, at the same time, that doesn't mean like this. I hope this distinction will be clear. You know, you need to buy paper plates. You need to buy some plates for Kalamarita for Yontif, right? Mm-hmm. And assuming kosher paste, whatever, you know, everything's okay, all right? All right, now typically, when I go shopping, right, so I buy, let's say, the package that has 100 plates, right? So would we say, well, you don't need 100 plates now. You won't need those 100 plates. You should buy a smaller package. No. You typically buy something and it all comes together, you could buy regular. Because it's all in one package. It's all coming together, right? The gas, again, is something that, you know, you stop the gas pump, that's it. But you don't have to go that far to go in and say that you typically go ahead and you buy, you buy a larger package to go ahead and say, no, I don't need that whole pack, a larger package called the light, I got to buy a smaller one. No, you don't. You can buy like you regularly do. Now, another interesting thing is that, let's say, yeah?
In the case of the gas station, what if you go for full service? And it's full service and it's not a Jew pumping the gas.
So you're bringing up a good point, because the thing is like this: the kind of transaction that you do on Chol HaMoed, it has nothing to do with whether it's two Jews doing it. You know, you can't buy from a guy, you can't sell to a guy. You don't do business transactions on Chol HaMoed, so you have to tell the guy. You know, you have to figure out, you know, about how much you would need.
Give me $3.
You know, but again, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference the fact that it's a non-Jew pumping the gas. Okay. Making a deposit in a bank on Chol HaMoed, okay? Making a deposit, it's a business transaction, okay? Now again, if there is, or withdrawing, it's considered a business transaction. Now, if you need the money, right? If you need the money for your Chol HaMoed trip, okay? Then you can go ahead and take out the money. If there's a reason to take out the money, then you can take it out. It's a Chol HaMoed need, it's a Yontif need, you'll be able to do it. For example, if you need money for your Chol HaMoed trip, okay, if let's say for making a deposit, right? Again, if there's a need, right, to get that money during Chol HaMoed, then you'd be able to go ahead and do that transaction. But just to go ahead and decide, well, now is a good time to make a deposit when it really won't make a difference, then you don't do it. At the same time, let's say it's bill paying time, right? And if you don't make that deposit in the bank, right? You don't make that deposit in the bank. You may, you know, if you don't, and you don't pay that bill, you may get a charge. Okay? You may get a charge. That's a loss of, now, we said before, davar ha'avad, something that's going to be preventing a loss on Chol HaMoed, no matter what the loss is. If it's a loss of principle, if you consider it a loss of principle, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, if the reason why you're making a deposit in the bank is to prevent some kind of a charge, an overdraft on the bank account, or whatever it may be, that somehow or another you need to deposit the money to prevent some kind of a charge, some kind of a loss of money that may come if you don't do so, that would be a situation where we call that davar ha'avad, preventing a loss, and you'd be able to do that, make that deposit on Chol HaMoed. Buying or selling stocks, right? Buying or selling stocks, business transaction, right? However, let's say the stock's going down, okay, and you want to sell because the stock's going down. Go right ahead. You're preventing a loss of principal. It's called davar ha'avad. It's interesting that the halacha brings down that, let's say I want to borrow money from you or I want to pay a debt. That's not a problem. That's not considered a business transaction. Paying a simple debt, you know, lending somebody money or paying a simple debt, that's not considered a business transaction you'd be able to do on a Chol HaMoed, unless your loan involved what's called Heter Iska, right? You made some kind of a business business agreement in order to allow interest to be done. Of course, we don't call it interest then, but practically it's the same thing. If you're already talking about a Heter Iska and start doing payments with Heter Iska and stuff like that, that already would be considered a business transaction that you're not able to do on Chol HaMoed. Once we mention some examples of a davra of it, something that's considered preventing loss, just want to share with you an interesting example that the halacha brings down, and that is, you know, we spoke about writing, okay? Let's talk about not computer writing, regular writing, right? Pen and paper, pencil and paper. That's writing, forbidden to do on Shabbos and Yontif. Can you do it on Chol HaMoed? If there is a Yontif need for it, or a Chol HaMoed need for it, you could do so. Okay. Let's say...
So that covers the business owner who's like, say, running the clothing store that the people are doing the Chol HaMoed shopping in, or the book, or the food store.
Well, why is it? What is it? Why?
Well, you said if somebody wants to buy clothing to wear on Chol HaMoed, they could do it. So, but somebody has to sell it to them. So let's say, you know, you're in a Jewish neighborhood, so the Jewish storekeepers.
He could sell it to the person who needs.
And he can write down if he has to do that as part of his.
If
you know,
for some reason, if you consider that a davrav, I mean, nowadays if we have computers, it's much more.
Right.
It's a lot easier to do that.
Right.
But you know, again, to write down the transaction because you need in order to make the transaction, I guess so. In the case, transaction could be done. But let's talk. Yeah, those old-fashioned things. I still have a mechanic who doesn't have a computer. Everything's in a notebook.
So
okay, wait a second. Let me just finish here. Now, so here's an example. Let's say you want to write down a Dvar Torah that you heard. You're not going to need that Dvar Torah for Yontif. But the reason why you want to write it down is you want to make sure you don't forget it. Okay? You thought of a novel idea. You were studying. You thought of a novel idea. You want to write it down. You heard a nice Torah thought. You want to write it down because you don't want to forget it. Okay? So can you do that on Chol HaMoed? In case you don't need the Dvar Torah for Chol HaMoed or for the second days of Yontif. So Halacha says you certainly can. Because if you lose out on a Dvar Torah, it's Dvar Avad. It's not a loss of money, but a loss of something even more important. You're losing that learning. Now it's interesting that the example that's brought down is let's say you're studying something and you thought of what's called a chiddush, you thought of a novel idea and you want to write it down. Okay, you want to write it down. So the Halacha says, well, if you don't write it down, you're going to forget it, it's going to be lost. So it's considered Dvar Avad, preventing a loss, you can do so. So the commentary of the Taz in Shulchan Aruch asks, what do you mean you're going to forget it? After Yontif, you'll open up the Gemara again. You'll learn through the Gemara again. And you'll remember the Chiddush. It's, you know, it's your Chiddush. It's your novel idea. You'll go through the Gemara again. You'll go through the Sugya, the subject again. And you'll come back to remember what you forgot. So why do you have to do it on Chol HaMoed? Do it after Chol HaMoed. That's the Taz's question. The Taz answers, because if you have to do that, if you have to review what you did in order to remember that novel idea that you had on Chol HaMoed, that means you lost out time on learning something else and being able to gain more learning then. That's called Davar Avid. That's called a loss. Excuse me?
I thought you would say it depends on how old you are.
That could be too, but I'm saying even if not, even if you could assume you'll be able to get back to it, but you lost out on the time to be able to go further. Yep. That's considered Davar Avid, and you can write down that Dvar Torah.